Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Johnny, I am an alcoholic. And the question is, how do we ensure our four-step inventory is fearless and thorough? I looked at the fourth step at 9 months into recovery, and for me, that's what I had to do. And I was seeing people come in and tackle the steps in their first few weeks, and that's what was working for them as well. And I know today that everyone's got their own journey, and a couple of older members suggested that I concentrate on the first three steps and get a good understanding of the powerlessness and unmanageability, and then open myself up to a belief in a higher power and also commit to the program, which is what I did. I became involved. I got a service position at a home group. I was doing regular meetings. I was hanging out with other members, going to big book studies and steps meetings, and I was learning a lot about myself, about AA, and also at that time too, it took me a little while, but I did reach out to someone who pretty much took me under his wing anyway. I asked him to be my sponsor, and around about the 9 month mark, things started to become unmanageable again. I wasn't drinking, but full of rage, full of anger. The insecurity started to pop up again, the fears, and I was sort of acting out in ways again, and I wasn't feeling good about myself, and I knew that being almost 9 months in, I couldn't operate like this for much longer. My sponsor at the time, he kept on spurring me on and encouraging me to keep chipping away at the fourth step, and that's what I did. It was a slow process. I'd come home from a meeting and I'd say a prayer each time. I remember that I put pen to paper, I'd say a prayer and I ask the higher power of my understanding for some guidance and direction, and to help me be fearless and thorough, and to give me strength. And you know, the time came where I reached out to my sponsor and I said to him, look, I think it's time, let's meet up. And a few days before that, I remember I was at Rosanna Steps meeting, and something just jumped out of the big book, and it was that passage there on page 72 where it says, if we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking. And that's when I knew that I had to get rid of this stuff and share who I was resentful at, why I was resentful, what the cause was, which led to the resentment, what part of myself did it affect, and have enough humility to swallow my pride and admit what my mistakes and what my faults were in the situation. So I did that with my sponsor, and there was relief, there was freedom, and there was peace. So I suggest that to anyone who's thinking about doing the fourth step or doing it again, I didn't lose anything by doing it. If anything, I gained immensely, and that just increased my resilience and strengthened my foundation against the first drink. And I haven't had a drink since then, and it's been almost 17 years, and I'm really grateful that I've worked through the steps, and so thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.